Larry Hawk, caressing the airwaves on 102.3 HFM.
Now, speaking of concentric circles, which we're not now, this is indeed Chuck Wild. This is Shadows of White, of his earlier CD, Ambience Minimus. That's come out about 1995, and I managed to pick a copy up. Yes, I've got a copy. I got it in Portland, Oregon last year. Let's see if the great Shadow is there. Are you there, Chuck Wild, the Shadow?
I'm there, Terry. Greetings from Hollywood, California.
What a beautiful place. Hollywood, eh, you know.
Yes, indeed. No comment.
No, I didn't think there would be. Well, welcome along to the show, Chuck. It's been an honor to have your presence here.
Thanks. I'm really glad to be here, Terry. Thanks so much for having me and for playing some of my Liquid Mind music.
Yes, and a little bit more we're going to hear as the next half an hour unfolds in its own way. But now, I first heard you, although I got Liquid Mind at Ambience Minimus, nearly 2 years ago now. And I hadn't realised, of course, it was the same thing. It was Chuck Wild, Liquid Mind, etc. All the same sort of thing. But great. I mean, I first heard you on Donna Jo Thornton's Morning Breeze. And I thought, wow, you know, Chuck Wild.
Well, DJ has been, or Donna Jo, I guess.
Yes.
You know, has been very, very supportive. I've done quite a few interviews.
Yeah.
Down in the South Bay Area and has a big listenership. So I'm really grateful to y'all for playing this type of music, which is so different.
It is. It's a chance to sort of sit down and contemplate, you know, maybe what's just happened or what's going to happen. And just, it's a, you know, it is a case of chilling out in a positive way. Chuck.
Yes, indeed. You know, Liquid Mind is meditational music. It's therapeutic music. It's used in hospitals all over the world to help people sleep. It's designed specifically as what we call sedative, or maybe in England you say sedative. I'm not sure. Sedative music.
Either, Chuck.
Either. That sounds great.
I mean,
but, you know, it's an alternative to medication. It was developed. That's why I developed it.
I mean, when did you begin to go into sedative music or sedative music? You know, was it something that happened in your life or what, Chuck?
Yes, it was a series of events that really began in the mid-1980s and sort of it began to intensify in 1987 when I was composer on an ABC television network show called Max Headroom. And of course, that was a British show. Developed by Peter Wegg, the producer. And Peter wanted two composers. One was Michael Hönig.
Yes.
Great German composer who now I think lives in Spain. And I was the other one. I was sort of bringing a little bit of the rock and roll edge to it. And Max Headroom, the hours were extremely long, 20-hour days, 7 days a week for 3 or 4 months. And at the same time in my life, a large number of my friends were dying of AIDS, as it was known back then. It's called HIV. Literally, I lost more than 50 friends in a period of about 3 or 4 years.
And
so in early 1988, when Max Headroom was canceled, it went off the air. And I had I was ready for a crash, I guess you would say.
Yes, yeah.
Ready to crash and burn. And one of the counselors I spoke with said, you know, you're a composer, and you're all anxious and nervous and panicky. Why don't you make some anti-anxiety, anti-panic music?
I like that.
And that's how Liquid Mind was born in January of 1988.
Wow.
I wrote the first piece, a 30-minute piece called 0°0.
Ah, right.
And I was kind of thinking of latitude and longitude. The more I was thinking about the way I felt, it was a really miserable time in my life. And the music was the beginning of my healing. And I really never imagined that it would be this successful 11 albums later and so popular in the United States. But I guess there's a lot of other anxiety-ridden people over here.
Well, the world at times seems to be full of anxiety and stress and all that problem. But we have to learn to hopefully cope with that. But if the music that you're putting out, this sedative music or sedative music or calming or relaxation music, if it helps, you know, to make people feel better about themselves, as well as having a good attitude, isn't it, as well, Chuck?
Yes, indeed. You know, my music is used a lot in, well, all different kinds of healing areas, but I think one of the biggest one is it's used as meditational music, which is, you know, contemplative music.
Yes.
It's used in guided imagery sessions in hospitals when people are healing. They play the music in the background, and then the doctor or the therapist, you know, will talk over it. It's just used in so many different ways. It's used in hypnotherapy. Chiropractors use it.
Wow.
It's used in addiction recovery and rehabilitation, which I think is personally, I think is a very important area. It's used in anger management. They use it both live and, of course, it's used in massage. It's used in maternity and childbirth centers all over the world, really. Post-surgical. I'm really touched and humbled that that once I started releasing it commercially in the mid-90s, that a lot of people, a lot of medical practitioners started using it.
Well, it's sometimes strange how suddenly somebody can compose a particular 10-minute or 20-minute or 30-minute track of music, and immediately, you know, somebody hearing it thinks, I know what I'm going to use that for, and off they go, whether it be relaxation or therapy or whatever it is. And, you know, it must give you a good feeling yourself, doesn't it, Chuck?
No, I feel really wonderful.
Yeah.
These days, the music business isn't such a great business, but when I've had literally thousands of emails from healthcare practitioners and people who use it in cancer clinics and things like that. And I just, you know, practically brings me to tears, to be honest. I just go, my God, this is just amazing. And so I keep doing them, and I'm supported, well supported by a good label called Real Music. And they specialize in healing music. And it's just, you know, it feels right. What can I say?
Well, no, I mean, you know, people will obviously listen to the music as I push it up and down for the next 20 minutes or so. And, you know, everybody, music is that unusual instrument, isn't it, where everybody gets different feelings and emotions that come from music, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It's very interesting, and actually, a lot of music therapists use my music, and I didn't know much about music therapy when I started this, but the idea of music therapy is to promote wellness, manage stress, alleviate pain, allow people to express feelings, and I connected with a very prominent a doctor by the name of Dr. Alicia Clare, who was dean of the School of Music at the University of Kansas and president of the American Music Therapy Association. And she assisted me in doing an analysis of how my music was used. So it made me feel, it helped to sharpen the focus of all the different effects that this particular slow music was having on people.
Well, it's obviously therapeutic for yourself as well. It was a way of expressing your own emotions and feelings, etc. And it's wonderful how other people think the same way, don't they? You know, they can get something from the music.
Yes. When I look at the album titles over the last, almost 20 years now, it's kind of my life. The titles represent Ambience Minimus. I was like having panic attacks and just wanted to do anything to slow down. And then the next album was Slow World. The next album was called Balance, where I was trying to get balance between work and my personal life. And then Unity and Serenity and Spirit Reflection. The most popular album is actually called Sleep. It's been number one. That Liquid Mind 8 Sleep has been number one on iTunes, iTunes Top 10 USA, three times in this year on the New Age chart, and it was on the Billboard charts for about the New Age Top 25 for about 60 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So it's really,
it gives you a good feeling.
My life,
you know.
Yes,
yeah. Now, I know you've worked with other musicians over the last few years. You work with people like, obviously, the very late Michael Jackson. Done some work with him, Paula Abdul, Jennifer Rush, and even with Frank Zappa. Is that correct?
Well, yes. maybe I should go chromatically.
Yes, probably.
I don't know if that's the right word here, but in 1980, I joined a band called Missing Persons.
Right, yeah.
And Missing Persons was a pop group. Mm. We were sort of, they called it power pop or new wave. We were signed on Capitol Records and EMI. We actually toured in England and Germany and France.
Really? Oh.
Back in the early 80s. And, three of the other members of the group had played with Frank Zappa. So actually the group's demo was produced by Ken Scott, the wonderful British producer who produced David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and Supertramp's Crime of the Century. And Ken is just a marvelous producer, and he was a close friend of Frank's as well. So they recorded the Missing Persons demo before the group was signed. That was recorded up in Frank Zappa's studio.
Wow.
And Frank invited me to play on an album.
Yeah.
It was like a musical called Thing Fish. Very unusual name.
Not for Frank Zappa, no.
Yes, very Zappa. And so that was the only time I worked with Frank. It was a couple of days playing piano, actually, in that. Working with Paula Abdul, she wasn't actually in the studio, but my friend Glenn Ballard, who's a wonderful producer, he's the Grammy Producer of the Year here for Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill and Wilson Phillips, Annie Lennox, and so forth. Glenn called me, I can't even remember the year, honestly. It was in the 90s, and said, "Hey, would you like to play on this new artist named Paula Abdul?" And so I played on one of her tracks. Michael Jackson, that's a whole other story, and one that's really very, very important to Liquid Mind. When I was in Missing Persons, Ken Scott produced the early music. The later producer was a fellow by the name of Bruce Swedien, who himself is a five-time Grammy winner, amazing producer. And Bruce had, he worked with Michael Jackson for 25 years. He was Quincy Jones' exclusive engineer.
Oh.
for like 35 years. So he did Thriller, he did all, you know, all of Michael's great music. And I became friends with Bruce when he, with his Bruce and his wife Bee, when he produced the Missing Persons album called Rhyme and Reason. And Bruce called me in about 1994, and that was just coincidentally the year that I had decided, hey, I'm going to put out this Liquid Mind music.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever happens will happen, but it's music that that's helped me. And I had given away about 300 or 400 copies to AIDS and cancer hospices and things, and people seem to like it, so I thought, I'm just going to put it out there, but I have no idea how I'm going to pay for this. And that same day that I made the decision, within 2 hours, this is like, within 2 hours, exactly, Bruce called and said, what are you doing? And I said, Bruce, I'm working with you. What are you doing? And he said, well, I'm working with The Glove. That's what he, that was his nickname for Michael.
I like it, The Glove. Yes. Yeah.
And he said, I hope that you'll come work with us. And I said, I would love to. What do you want me to do? And what I ended up doing was programming soundscapes and sounds. I made, over a period of 3 or 4 years, I also did some a little bit of drum programming as well, but it was primarily all the, a lot of the unusual soundscapes that that Mike used on his music, and they would distribute my sounds to all the 200 people working on it. I was very fortunate in that I got to meet with Michael when he was in the studio. I would meet with him every night for a few minutes, and he'd listen to what I had done, and we'd talk it over, and he let me know what he needed. He is the most focused and patient person I've ever worked with in my life. He was really, really amazing to work with. And of course, I was grief-stricken when I had heard that he passed away. It was very sad, but the good news is that every penny that I earned with him for 4 years, I took that and started my little record label that I ran for 10 years to bring Liquid Mind into the world. So Michael unknowingly, just, you know, by what he paid me, financed.
It was instrumental in your career.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he totally was. And in 2004, after 10 years of running the label, I was pretty exhausted from it, to be honest.
Bet,
you know, having employees and no time to do music. So my friend Terrence Yallop, who's one of the owners, along with his wife, Karen Kale, he's one of the owners of Real Music. And Terrence had suggested, even back in the early 90s, that I might want to think about releasing through them. So I signed a deal with him 7 years ago, and that's worked out fine. But that's kind of the story of the... except for Jennifer Rush. I think you may have mentioned her.
Yes.
I did. I have a parallel career as a songwriter, and I wrote a song with the late Marty Sharon, which Jennifer recorded, and it became a huge number one in Germany in 1990 or 89, long time ago. It was number one for 6 weeks, I believe. It was called You're My One and Only. And I just love Jennifer. She's got such a unique voice.
She has.
She's still out there releasing music. I see they released a DVD of videos that has my song on it. I haven't actually seen it yet, but
you'll get one sometime. Well, speaking of Liquid Mind, I'm going to push up Serenity, Liquid Mind 5. So we'll have a little listen to this, give you a short break to have a sarsaparilla or whatever it is, and I'll be back with you shortly. Green tea. Don't go away then. Don't go away, Chuck. Here we go.
Okay, thanks so much, Terry.
Don't go away, my friend.
So that was Serenity. So what was behind that particular album, Chuck?
You know, the whole album was actually in memory of my mom. Mom passed away at the age of 92 in 2001, and so the album was composed actually while I was commuting back and forth between Los Angeles and Kansas City. And fortunately, I was running my own label and had employees, so it was okay, you know, administratively I could do that. And, you know, I think serenity is just an extremely important concept to me. It's kind of, I guess you'd call it, in the way I look at it, serenity is sort of a combination of accepting the hard things that do happen in life, but also having a certain peace of mind about it. It's like with everything that's going on in the world today, which we're all, you know, highly aware of. We can either worry about it all the time, or we can say, you know, I'll do what I can do. I'll keep my side of the street clean and have as much peace of mind as I can. And for me, that's what serenity is.
That's very appropriate because, sadly, my mother died just a few months ago, you can miss your parents. And my father died a couple of years before that, and I do miss my parents, because they're a great influence on me, both on my music and indeed the radio show as well. And something like Serenity would have been, you know, a tribute to her as well. And I think at the moment I'm playing tracks from your latest CD, which is Dream, A Liquid Mind Experience. So, I suppose it speaks for itself, Dream, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Dream is kind of an unusual album in that it has timed tracks.
Yes.
If you check it out, they're 10, 20, and 30-minute tracks. Yeah. And there's just those three tracks that total to roughly, or, you know, pretty close to an hour. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind that was that so many practitioners and people who meditate and people who work like anger management sessions and guided imagery, they were all saying, gee, wouldn't it be great if you had a track that was exactly 10 minutes long or exactly 20 minutes long so that we could use your music and be able to plan what we're doing and so forth. For healthcare reasons, I talked with the label, and we decided that this would be a collection, the Dream, A Liquid Mind Experience, would not be a numbered album. You might notice most of my albums have a Roman numeral.
They do, yes. I'm just looking.
But there are two albums that don't, and they're both called A Liquid Mind Experience. One is Relax, A Liquid Mind Experience. The other is Dream. And they don't have numbers because they're collections of previously released material. But the track you're playing now, Dream 10, was actually a new one. I always like to put at least one 10-minute new track on there. The other tracks are combinations. In this case, since it was specifically for healthcare practitioners, I went through and spent about 2 weeks listening to every track I'd ever done, and it was really hard to stay awake, I can't tell you. I ate a lot of bananas because I don't do caffeine. I was like, give me a banana, give me an apple, give me something.
Oh, right, okay.
And I picked out what I felt were the slowest tracks out of the entire catalog of,
Of,
you know, 680 minutes of music. I picked out the slowest for those for Dream 20 and Dream 30. But we've gotten really great feedback on it, and I'm working on a new album. Just beginning to write it right now. It's coming out in September of
2012.
And that will be a completely new CD.
Wow, that sounds intriguing coming from you. So I look forward to keeping me up to date on that
forthcoming.
I certainly will. I'm sure you will do. Now, just moving slightly sideways, I mean, you've fortunately you've won many musical awards yourself. Any of those you're particularly proud of, or but you're proud of them all, I suppose.
Well, it's always nice to be recognized. Yeah. In the songwriting area, I was recently nominated with my friend Michelle Weiss Maslin. We were nominated for a Daytime Emmy, which is the television award over here.
Yes, yeah.
And that was really nice. We didn't win, but it's a wonderful honor to be nominated.
It
and
is.
I was, you know, I really loved the piece that we did together for that. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, talking about, I don't really pay much attention to the recognition because the reason I'm doing the music is to help people who are anxious or, you know, having a having a bit of a problem, as they say. And we all have those times in our lives, and that's the real reward for me are the emails that I get and seeing it. Seeing my albums, at one point this year, I had three albums in the iTunes top 10 at the same time, and I just went, how could this be? This is music that puts people to sleep, and there's all this recognition. That is the New Age chart. It's not on the pop chart, of course.
Yes, but, the New Age chart.
But still, that just reminds me that, you know, I guess if I had to pick one thing, I'd say that kind of recognition.
Mm.
That people are actually using the music, and it really warms me old heart.
Warm as the cockles of your heart, as they would say.
Indeed.
And now, talking about performing live, is there anywhere you would love to perform live? Anywhere in the world that you would be either inspirational or what, if you had the opportunity? And the money, I suppose.
Well, you know, Liquid Mind, I looked at performing it live, and we figured it would, even though it sounds very simple, the music is actually quite complex. There's sometimes 10 or 12. It breathes in a very unusual way, and there are a lot of characteristics that are very difficult. So I figured it would take at least four keyboard players going on the road, and it just wasn't financially feasible. But that said, if I had all the money in the world, you know where I would want to go is where my original family was from before they came to America, which is Wales.
Oh, wow.
Wales and Scotland. I'm Welsh and Scottish on the two sides.
Ah.
And I have never been to either one of those places. The closest I got was London when Missing Persons toured there. I've seen lots of pictures, and one of these years, if I can save up enough money, I will come and
check out Wales and Scotland.
Yes, indeed. Well, actually, that name, the grandpa's name was Mulford.
Oh.
So, it's not wild.
There you go, whatever it is. Now, speaking about your releases, where can people, your website, that people can find out more about yourself indeed obtain your CDs, please?
Well, the music is probably most easily downloaded from iTunes or Amazon.com.
Yep.
Or the record label that I'm signed to, you can download it there quite easily as well. That's realmusic.com, just like it sounds. To find out more about my music or to get links to all the download, you can just Google Liquid Mind, and it will come up with my Liquid Mind website, which is liquidmindmusic.com. I think people are overwhelmed by all these, you know, http://www. But you can go to liquidmindmusic.com or to chuckwild.com. There's no E at the end. It's just chuckwild.com. Any of those places are portals to get the music. But most people, I think 80% of my sales are from iTunes. So it must be pretty easy to do that.
I just imagine it is. Well, it's been fascinating speaking to you, Chuck. We could talk for a lot longer than half an hour, and probably will I be meeting you on the Ocean Institute cruise? I don't know whether there's been a few secrets that Donna Jo's got tucked up her sleeve, as they would say.
You know, at the moment, I'm scheduled to be out of town that weekend.
Oh, shucks, man.
Yeah. Things change. Maybe there'll be an opportunity. Maybe there'll be an opportunity for me to drive down there to the area. But we'll keep in touch about that.
We will do.
Terry, yeah. I'm so grateful that you, you know, are playing my music to the English audience. You know, it may or may not be their cup of tea. It's certainly different because it has no rhythm, and it's very smooth and slow and tends to elicit, you know, particular emotions.
I got you.
I'm very grateful, and thank you so much. It was really lots of fun talking to you.
It's okay. It's my pleasure to play your music anyway and to entertain, the global listeners, etc. Stay on the line, Chuck. I'll have a quick word before you go, but thank you for your time. You know, it's obviously, what is it over your time, about... Is it nearly 9 o'clock in the evening, is it, or whatever? It's
almost eight o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Well, it's lovely. The evening's still young for you then. But.
Yes, indeed. I think we'll go down to the beach and have dinner.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I look forward to my visit. I shall have to play the Dream tracks on my iPod on the way over on the plane, won't I?
There you go. That's a great place. But don't play it while you're driving.
No.
Because there's actually a warning on the CD that says the music. Yes, indeed. Says this music causes drowsiness.
Okay. Those words of wisdom, I will say no more. But thank you very much, Chuck Wall, for your time. And say, stay on the line. I'll have a quick word you offline. But thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much, Terry.
Okay, you're very welcome. Here we go.